was so sweet. We've never had a harp in here since I've been here, so thank you, thank you. Wow. I don't know about you, but that opened my heart. That's a good thing. So, today I'm talking about invisible forces. And this morning we begin to look at invisible forces by looking at the movie Star Wars. A great example of invisible forces. May the force be with you. That's Yoda. And Yoda is a Grand Master Jedi. Invisible forces. Yoda knows what to do with them. A great example of invisible forces is Star Wars. And before anyone can become a Jedi Master, they must first come to understand and have a belief in the Force as an energy, as a truth, as the very truth of life. A Jedi Master is one who uses the Force to be protected from harm, uses the Force for good, to ward off intrusions. May the Force be with you. It stills in us that there is a power for good and we can use it. See, learning to use the invisible force turns our minds away from doubt and fear and towards that is desiring to be created. That on the unseen side of life. Something greater is available there for each and every one of us to call upon when we recognize that we are surrounded by an invisible force for good. May the force be with you. May the force be with you. Means be in the power of your good. Learn to use it. Learn to work with it because this is who we each are. Safe from harm. No matter where or what is happening, there is a force, an invisible presence, a power that you can use for your good. It's almost like it's a laser beam and whatever's taking place in your life, just zoop, zap. Force for good. Star Wars is a movie. However, comparing science of mind principles with Star Wars, we look to nature for a simple lesson today. Looking at a tree and its roots, through which the tree draws all of its sustenance. It draws its life force from the roots, from the earth, and it's entirely invisible. And unless the tree draws on this invisible source, it would never flourish. Ernest Holmes, our founder, says, "Our roots are in the mind of God. Our individuality, everything that we are and do is an effect of our invisible forces." So we're always tapped in, rooted in that power. Those forces which continually draw to us a greater sense of the infinite. However, not understanding this, we limit the flow of our divine power, our inheritance into our life experience. It's up to each one of us. And it's up to us to up our game, to up our faith, to up our trust in that power that is greater than we are. You all understand that? It's time. It's time we as individuals claim that we are each rooted and grounded in the power that is here for us, that I call that life force, and to investigate it, to allow it, this invisible force spirit, to flow through you consciously. May the force be with you, then becomes the force is within you, and you can use it. You become your own Jedi. Do you see? These forces of life always work together with our consciousness for our good. Unlimited possibilities await each and every one of us. However, here's the however. When we use the force destructively, confusion reigns. Anybody find confusion? When we question our good, doubt our help, question our worthiness, feel confused or discontent, limiting our good, these invisible forces are always present, there for us to use. Knowing there is a power for good that helps and is available to each one of us and to me personally, so that when I get confused, I tend to say, it's all good, all God. You'll hear me say that a lot. Because you see, I have no idea many times what's going to take place. But if I say it's all good, it's all God, it helps me to release my willfulness or my fear or my doubt. And it reminds me always that there is a power at work that is greater than I am, assisting me. I let go and I allow the greater good to be revealed. It's all good. It's all God. Really helps me to remember that there is so much more than I can ever imagine. There's so much more than you can imagine. And so when we stay open to, I don't know. See, it takes personal courage. Personal courage to shine the light on our tender places, on those tender places of pain or on those tender places of fear. It takes courage to shine that light. But because you're a Jedi, do you see? You can do it. Sometimes the very thing we feel that is challenging us is something we would like to run away from. Anybody? Woo! Get me out of here. It's the very thing we need in order to deepen our faith and trust that there is a power for good and I can use it. Freedom comes from facing our fears. Freedom comes from realizing that no fear has greater power over us unless we say it does. May the force be with you. It is with you. Use it. Call upon it. Because you see, turbulent conditions will always be a part of life. Life is not meant to be easy and simple. It's meant to flow, and we're meant to flow with it in the understanding that no matter what's going on, there is a power that will serve us when we call upon it. However, if we can open to these conditions instead of cursing them, anybody curse anything this week? When we open to the conditions, we allow transformation to take place. You see, when we constrict and we hold it against ourselves, we limit the capability of spirit working in us, through us, around us, and as us. We have to allow transformation to take place. Learning to live from a sense of mystery helps us. And using the simple statement, I don't know is really important. You see, saying I don't know doesn't mean you're stupid. I used to think it did. But now I realize it doesn't. It just means I have no idea what's taking place. Do you see? I have no idea how or why this is going to work out. And I let go, and I let good step in. And this opens the door to something new, greater possibilities. I don't know. I don't know helps us to move into greater faith and trust. I don't know why. It just does. You see? What I do know is that there is a power within that is greater than any event, any circumstance, any situation. And for us to remember, the Jedi Master, zap, clear the way for the possibilities, because you have no idea what is desiring to take place or to guide you or to take you on that great adventure that life is. Because you see, when we let go into the goodness that is ever present, always available, miracles happen. Sometimes we just need to stop and we need to remember we are each rooted in that divine force. Like the tree, we're fed constantly. We're nurtured constantly. We're nourished by the invisible power that lives in us, through us, as us, and around us. And when we understand that, we allow the good to be revealed. We allow the healing to take place. Trusting in the invisible force, the greatest tool you have in your spiritual tool belt. Or didn't you know you have a spiritual tool belt? Being the Jedi is important for you to understand and to zip, zap, zap. I have no idea. But I know that everything is working for everyone's highest and greatest good. My job is to know that. And it gives peace. It gives a sense of, oh, I don't have to run the show. How good is that? The power is within you. It's up to you to use it. So let's just take this into prayer. And so just take a breath. And we recognize that this life force that is so available, as always present, and in and through, and as each and every one of us, unique and special, divine and loving. For there is only one life, and that life is God's life, and that life is magnificent, and it is wholly perfect and wholly complete, and it is uniquely expressing in and through, and as each and every one of us. For we each are the beloved place where God shows up. And we are reminded and unified in the fullness and the richness of God's love, always present, always blessed. And where there is a need for a healing, I call forth that miracle-working power of Spirit to renew, to strengthen, and to refresh each and every one of us, and to remind us that the power is within, the grace is present. It is that we live in, stand upon, and that serves us in everything, every breath we breathe. So I'm knowing and accepting that there is a greater truth beyond conditions, beyond situations, taking place in each and every one of our lives. And we give thanks for that. We give thanks for knowing that, for allowing it, for recognizing it, and for rooting ourselves in the divine. And greater than what I can speak in words, I know is already taking place in the mind of God. And I trust that divine mind. And so I release my word into that ever-living, loving law of God that always says, yes, you are my beloved in whom I am well pleased, and it returns to and through each and every one of us, multiplied, magnified, spilling over. We are filled to overflowing. And we give thanks for that. And if you're in agreement with anything I've said here or would like to be, please join me in saying, and so it is.
So it is.
So it shall be.
So it shall be.
Amen.
Amen.